This is Abby DeFeo interviewing Cassidy Gonzalez on November 4th, 2015. This interview is being conducted in a conference room with the intent of contributing to an online archive that will be figuring out the place bookstores have held in American cities, neighborhoods, and life. Cassidy is here to tell us about her personal experience with a particular bookstore. So, Cassidy, what was the name of your bookstore?
Books a Million.
And where is it located?
The one I worked at is located in Harrisonburg, Virginia.
What is your affiliation with this bookstore? Were you a customer, an employee?
I was a customer for one time before I became an employee.
Okay. And, like, how did you get the job? Like, why were you looking for a job at the time?
I was moving to Harrisonburg to start college, so I needed a job to help pay for all the bills that college causes. So I looked for a couple, and I got the interview on the job at Books a Million.
So you walked in your first time shopping, they're like, hey, like, I want a job. And they're like, okay, and you got the job?
Yeah, I left my resume, and then I got a call that week saying to asking me to come back for an interview.
Very cool. How long have you worked there for?
I worked there for 2 years, from 2012 to 2014.
Okay. What made you decide to, like, leave, like, working there?
I was having a heavier course load and extracurriculars that caused me to need more time outside of a job. So despite the need for the extra paycheck, I just did not have time.
Fair enough. What were some of the positives at working at a commercial bookstore?
There's a lot of access to the books and the resources that the customers want when they're coming in. It's a large inventory, so even if we don't have it in store, I could order it for them. And I also ended up working as a barista, too, in the store because it was a large enough bookstore to have a cafe.
Very cool. What were some of the negatives out working at a commercial bookstore?
Everyone compares your commercial bookstore to every other commercial bookstore. So if you don't have the right price, they assume that it should be, like, the price that they want and that the customer is right. They're not so concerned about the experience of the bookstore, but getting exactly what they want as customers.
Having this employee perspective at a commercial bookstore, as a customer, would you rather shop commercial or at, like, a local shop?
It depends on the store. I have certain commercial bookstores that I prefer, and that's not necessarily the same store if it's in a different location. I don't prefer every Books a Million. I don't prefer every Barnes & Noble. But if you do find a specialty bookstore that's important to you, I think that's really a nice place to go.
And you just said that you preferred, like, not all Barnes & Noble, not all Books a Million. What's, like, something, like, what are the characteristics that you look for in the bookstores that you do really like?
It's their location and accessibility, the way the store feels and is laid out, and the employees.
When you were working at the store, was there a particular age group that seemed to be most common, or was there, like, a variety of ages?
Being in a mall in a college town, it was mostly college-age students and up to the 30 range, some maybe recent graduates or 20s, and some of the median people were in the 30s.
Okay. What do you think attracts people to the Books a Million?
It's really easy to get to. You can see it from the mall. It's one of the larger stores in the mall. We have a cafe, too, and it's actually one of the top-performing cafes in the country for Books a Million. So not only do we get the college students coming in to try to find textbooks or books for courses, and we're accessible, but we also bring in a lot of customers who are in there for the cafe, such as mall employees who are constantly in the mall and want caffeine.
Did Books a Million ever offer any, like, activities, like, for children or, like, author signings, like, anything special every once in a while?
Yes, that is actually a part of the guidelines for and how, each store is graded, like, how they are checked mm-hmm. in on. They're supposed to be community events, and so the Books a Million Harrisonburg has been improving on having community events such as, like, a Harry Potter reading time or, like, a superhero theme. They participate in the Halloween trick-or-treat that happens in the mall every year, so they do have events for kids and events for teachers in the community and more.
Did you, like, work some of those events?
I worked some of the kids' events for reading. I'm not so good with children, so I more just read and then ran from the kids. I did help with a lot of the teacher stuff, and also with community engagement, they're really interested in helping get people to donate books that will go to local charities, such as the Blue Ridge Area, like things that all proceeds will go to the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank, or there's coffee for the troops, and there's also this program called the Gus Bus, and we get a lot of donations for the Gus Bus as well.
Very nice. Do you have any like particular memories, like special memories that happened like while you were working at this bookstore?
I actually met my partner John, who I'm married to, at this bookstore as soon as I on my first shift. And then we just got to know each other, and we hung out for the first time. I started in the fall in August, and then the first time we hung out was in January, and then we started dating. And so he works there still, but I met him there, and that's a really fond memory of the store.
Do you feel like the relationship that you built with him, like, did that influence your work environment? Like, did that make you more excited to, like, go to work so you could see him? Like, how did that influence you as, like, an employee?
Well, I saw him all the time anyway. So it was convenient it was definitely convenient and more enjoyable when we had shifts. Even before we were dating, it was always Wednesday nights that we worked together. And so I always looked forward to the Wednesday nights. As far as, like, we remained professional. We didn't, you know, once our managers knew that we were dating, we didn't let it interfere with our work, but the shifts with him were definitely more enjoyable.
Not just with him, but did you feel like your shifts, like, with other employees, like, did other good employees, like, make or break a shift? Like, are you very, like, reliable as a team, or is it more of an independent, like, workplace?
The employees definitely make or break the shift. Especially at night when you're trying to clean up the store, and we call it recovering. And so you have to go and check every single book, and there's just a lot to do. And if there's an unreliable employee there, then I often ended up doing a lot of the work if I was working with a certain person. And I knew as soon as I walked in and saw their name on the shift schedule what I was in for the night. But it is supposed to be a team-based environment, but there's still individual accountability and a lot of individualistic attitudes within the employees.
Cool. What do you feel like you got out of your experience working at this bookstore? Do you feel like it, like, had a positive impact on, like, you and your, like, outlook on, like, life and everything?
I met a lot of good people at the store. Obviously, my partner's one, John, and the managers were a good team. I ended up actually a girl from my hometown ended up working there at the same time as me randomly, and that was a fun surprise. I met the woman who became my wedding photographer. There's just a lot of connections I made, and the experience working in the cafe, I would say, taught me a lot. It was a very different environment. It's very fast-paced but detail-oriented, and most of the time you're by yourself, but you have to call for backup, so then you have to learn to work with someone else in such a small space, and people are very impatient when they want caffeine because they're addicted to it. So I did learn a lot. And so it was through the connections with people, and then mostly through the experience of being a barista.
Very nice. Well, that's all the questions I have for you. Thank you so much for taking the time to sit down with me and tell me your story about how you were impacted by this bookstore.
Thank you.